being sent from Oslo, Norway, through internet to the hotel's Wi-Fi system and to that video beamer. Okay, that's not the problem. We don't have to actually listen to the music. Where's my audio? Disappeared? No, there we go. It was just to show you that yes, it's actually possible to get linear audio back and forth over the internet. It's absolutely possible. Last night I was sitting at a hotel room streaming audio and approximately after 10 o'clock when all the kids has switched off their cell phones and were not browsing YouTube and all that kind of stuff, I was constantly streaming without any glitches whatsoever. So, my name is Ketil. I've been dissecting audio over IP for almost 2 years. And basically, it all started more or less when AES-67 was introduced and quite a lot of companies jumped onto the bandwagon and claimed that, yes, we can do AES-67. Let's move to the next one. And why did we do that? In our company, we're also working with video stuff, video products. And with the upcoming video over IP, we felt that it was important to be prepared for what's going to happen in the video side and to learn from the audio side of it. And also, we wanted to check that all this marketing hype about interoperability, that is actually was true. Because we could read between the lines from some statements, both from Media Network Alliance and so on, that there might be some issues here that were not revealed or actually exposed. So we wanted to test it for ourselves. Also, for the video over IP standards, this... I have never counted how many different standards and protocols around, but most of them say video over IP will also contain audio. Oh, by the way, audio should be AES-67. Great. And then we should really be aware that AES-67 is working. And remember, AES-67 do not have any discovery methods. So, with all these great video over IP standards, they just skip the jump and say, oh, no, audio, that's AES-67, that's not our problem. And on top of that, basically, video over IP comes in two flavors. It's one where they try to embed the whole SDI stream, which contains video, 16 channels of audio, and PTP clocking. The other approach is that you actually transfer a video stream separately, an audio stream separately, and then clocking stream separately. So even in the video business, the manufacturers is not 100% sure about what direction to take. The only thing they are sure about is that audio should be AES-67. Great. So, just maximize my presentation here.
F5.
Thank you, guys. So, this is video over IP. Those two hands could be video, those two hands could be audio, and that hand over there and one more is doing the clocking. And they all have to play together the same song. But audio is AES-67, so that shouldn't be a problem. We did put up an IP lab where we gathered some Dante devices, some Ravenna devices, lots of Livewire devices. So in total, there are 14 audio over IP devices, where 5 of those are Dante. And the thing with AES-67 and Dante, is that it's up to each individual manufacturer what they want to implement from the standards, from holding it. So it's not automatically that any Dante device is AES67 compatible. It's a choice that the manufacturer has to make. In this case, it was already compatible. To make even things a bit more difficult, we used a couple of unmanaged switches. We also have a SIP server for our telephony systems. And we also had, this was at the trade show, so we also had a wireless hotspot for our booth members, and the video guys in our company also needed some connectivity, which they gained there. And of course, everything had a WAN connected to internet out in the big cloud. So, one of the big issues, one of the biggest problems, were actually clocking in the system, where the Dante system needs to be clocked individually to each other. So the Dante systems needs to speak and listen to their own clock, while anything running AES67, we need to do a PTP clocking, and some of the stuff here also require live wire clock. So in order to achieve that, there was really just proper configuration of switches and setting up a proper quality of service system in this setup. In a multicast setup, unless you make precautions and do proper setup of your switches, the audio being generated from here would easily traverse through all switches and hit all other devices. This is not anything you would like to happen. So that's why IGMP is vital to have properly set up with the right protocols. Another challenge in this system was, of course, the discovery between the ordinate AES67 and the Livewire and Ravenna devices, which we had to handle by using a small converter software which run on a PC underneath the table. And if that PC crashes, then you also lose all connectivity between the Dante devices and the other devices. Finally, one really big issue were quality of service. As we had a SIP server handling voice over IP telephony, which requires and has a fixed setup for quality of service. They're actually saying that we have priority in the system. And the label, or the, how shall I put it, the lane that the telephony system is driving in is actually the same as Dante would like to use for their clocking. And on top of that, also that comes in conflict with the audio and PTP streams from Dante and AES67. So this is a typical overview over priority in the network. And we can see on the second one, the red one, voice over IP, which has a DSCP label EF. And for AES67, EF is assigned to PTP clocking, but on ordinate sides, they use that for audio. And that cannot be changed in ordinate. It's fixed. But luckily enough, for me, we had the X-Notes, which actually is a very, very good tool for converting incoming audio, that being Dante AES67, to a proper AES67 stream. And of course you can adjust the quality of service settings as well as the clocking domains for PTP. So then I would like to move over to just a few words on over AES67 or LiveWire over WAN over internet. So basically, there's a couple of ways of achieving sending linear audio back and forth between various locations. One, of course, unless you're using codec, is to use individual clocking system on each end, which is referenced to a GPS. That's one possibility, and that could be done by using LiveWire and Ravenna and AES67. Dante is no way possible to use in such a scenario, because in Dante you can only have one master clock, which means, for instance, you would need one clock set up here in this end, reference to GPS, and that needs to take care of all the timing in these devices. You would need a second clock in this location, taking care of those devices over here. But in case of Ordinate, everything runs on the same clock domain, meaning that this would actually have to be one system. And even due to the distance and the limits of the buffer settings in Ordinate, it's not possible. What I did do on a small trade show, I had all my equipment in Oslo. I was participating on a trade show in Stavanger, 500 kilometers. And also there I managed to send linear LiveWire from Oslo to Stavanger, even over the hotel's Wi-Fi. And also what you just heard recently from the video beamer, I sent LiveWire and AES67 from Oslo to Riga, to this hotel, to the wireless system. Further on, I made myself a virtual radio station. My playout system was on an Amazon web server in Ireland. My local audio were generated in Oslo. And my scheduling system came from a web server in Germany, sending music master scheduling over to my playout system. So the audio got played out there, sent back to Oslo, where I added my microphone. Then I returned the signal for processing, running Omnia 9XE software, everything in linear audio, no codecs, and then out as a web stream. And that actually makes it possible to build a virtual radio station in the cloud. And for instance, instead of trying to send like 24 individual signals from a venue over to a place where the audio is being mixed, it definitely makes more sense to mix all the audio at that location and rather transport a mix of that along with whatever what any auxiliaries you would need to it. So the method for setting up audio over WAN to my computer is quite easy. There you are. I'm using VPN. And Soft Ether is actually a free of charge open source VPN system. It's multi-protocol and it handles LiveWire and AES67 really, really well. And I can have as many clients as I would like to have in my system. So this means that I don't need to rely on expensive leased lines, fixed lines, MPLS, quality of service, which if I were to rent a cable from or a connection from Oslo to Riga, it would be quite expensive, at least only for two channels. But in this case, I've tested it. I could easily achieve eight channels, linear audio, back and forth between those two locations. If it's broadcast safe, I wouldn't use Wi-Fi. Definitely not that one on the hotel, but it works. Any questions?
Yeah, I saw in the driver that you had a buffer of 8,000 milliseconds.
Yes.
So it's only possible with the latest version of the driver, I suppose.
I've also used the former version of the driver.
And then what is the standard stream?
Yeah, standard stream, yes. And 8,000 just to be absolutely sure. I mean, we could fiddle around with it and see how low we actually could go. Yesterday evening, I was having a buffer on 2,000 milliseconds.
And what's your clock saying? Is it set to
BTP? Yes.
And where is it coming from?
From Oslo.
From Oslo?
Yes. So we could easily see here the statistics. My PTP master is also my switch. It's an ARG switch which has the capability to also be PTP clock master, boundary clock, you name it. And then actually my driver is locking up to that PTP clock. Of course, I could have made a local GPS referenced PTP clock here in Riga, and then I would need to change to that clock domain. But that's quite easy.
And what's the type of stream you make in Oslo?
In this case, it's a live wire stream.
Yeah, a live or a standard?
That's a standard. This one is a live stream. So let's check the statistics. I guess we will have some dropouts. Oh, it seems fairly okay. It's not bad. And just for the sports of it, we could
syntax.
Poing. That's a new one.
Oh.
Sorry. It's not stable, so maximizing up to like 90 milliseconds back and forth. Yeah, that's it.